Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Ayin Ches. We're going to start from 8-9 lines from the top. Dr. Mishnah, HaMoicher Es HaChamor. A person sold a chamor. Reuven sells a chamor to Shimon. Lo Yimochar Kelev. The kelim of the chamor are not included. What kelim are we talking about? Mietchem will see that as soon as we start the Gemara. But the kelim of the chamor, not included. Nochal Amor de Yoimer. Mocher Kelev, the kelim are included. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it looks on the surface as if Rabbi Yehuda is Yovei Hakosav Hashlishi V'Achria Beinayim, but we'll see at the bottom of the Omud, Lav Davka, not necessarily. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a situation where you have a chamor with the kelim she'olav. Chamor has its kelim on it. So pa'omim mechurim, pa'omim ena mechurim. Sometimes they are sold together with the chamor, just like nochem amod, I said, mocher kelev. And pa'omim ena mechurim, and sometimes they're not sold, like the chum said. So ketzad. So can you give me concrete examples? Hoye chamor lefonav, the kelev olav. Oh, like we said, the chamor and the kelev on it. The omaloi. And now Reuven says to Shimon, mechor li chamor chazeh, please, sell me this chamor. Now notice he said chamorcha zeh, this chamor. Har kelim mechurim. Then the kelim are included. If he says chamorcha hu, ain kelim mechurim. He didn't say zeh. He said hu. Then the kelim are not. What's the difference between chamorcha zeh and chamorcha hu? We'll see him yetshem in the Gemara on the Amid Beis right before the next Mishnah. What's the chilik between zeh and hu? We'll get to it. In the meantime, we said that there's a machlokes between the Tanakam and Nochem Amodai, are the Klei Chamor included? What's the definition of Klei Chamor? Omar Ula. Machlokes Pesach, V'Diskaya, V'Chumni. The machlokes between Tanakam and Nochem Amodai is about these three items. Now, what is Sak, Diskaya, and Chumni? Sak, of course, is Sak. What is Diskaya? Diskaya is freight that you go and use on the animal, that you cargo. And chumni is referring to, says Rishbam, a side saddle. What means side saddle? Women who go and, normally women don't ride on the back of a donkey, but if occasionally they do not ride on it like a man would, with the right leg on one side, left leg on the other side. But rather, they would go and sit in a side saddle on the side of the animal so that the woman would be totally in one direction and presumably for reasons of tznius.
So the side saddle, like she's suspended in the air?
No. She's sitting with her legs on one side.
Got it.
Both legs are on one side of the beast.
Okay. So what's the difference? So we're going to see the Rishbam in a moment. These three, therefore, are all considered to be Lamasui, in other words, related to cargo and freight, excuse me, as opposed to a person riding normally on a chamar. And we're going to have a machloikis now between the Tanakama and Nochem Hamodai. What was Stam Chamor used for? Was the average chamor used lirkoi for purposes of riding, or was it used for purposes of freight and cargo, to transport from place to place? Let's take a quick look at the Rishbam. Rishbam is six lines into the wide lines. Starts the line, Gemara. Yep, Machloikis. Look at Rishbam. Machloikis Tanakam v'nocham amodi v'kin v'asuyin l'masuy ha-chamor. Kigoyin sak v'diskaya sh'asuyin litol b'soychoy masuy v'loseis al-chamor. So Rishbam seems to learn diskaya is also like sak. Also these are bags, boxes, containers to hold freight. And chumni is what we spoke about a moment ago, markafta denashi. This is a side saddle that women would sit on. Ukila kamon. The gamhu mimin masui. This could also be looked upon as masui. Why should isha yoshevis kim masui? The stam chamor lerchives anoshim koi. So Rishbam is really telling us two nekudois, why a chumni, which is miyuchad for women, why this would be considered masui and not considered to be like rechiva, gesundheit. Number one, because tam chamor, the average chamor and the average person riding on a chamor is a man. Ladies typically do not ride on chamor. So therefore, this side saddle is considered to be, if you will, like a masoi vis-a-vis the chamor, because this is not the typical rechiva. But it's more than that, because of the fact that she is sitting all on one side. Now there's an imbalance vis-a-vis the chamor. What you're going to have to do is now put packages or freight or cargo on the other side, so that it should be equally balanced on both sides. So that's why this type of chumni, the merkavta denashi, is considered to be a masui, as opposed to something to help in rechiva. So getting back, therefore, to our Gemara, Amr Ula, machlokes b'sakva d'skayi b'chumni, which are all masui implements and instruments, tanakamasova stam chamor l'irkoi koi. Your average chamor is intended and is used and is bought, etc., for purposes of rechiva, for purpose to people to ride on it. That being the case, if on the chamor or with the chamor you also have clay masui, says the Tanakam, but that's not standard clay chamor, because standard clay chamor have to do with rechiva and not with masui. But no chamor, they say, no, just the opposite. Stam chamor the masui koi. The average chamor is intended, in fact, for freight and cargo, etc. And so therefore, these things, sakvik, the sky, the kumni, which are all considered to be clay masui, these are exactly what we're talking about, a chamor v'kelev. And if you sold the chamor, the kelev are included, because it's kind of standard accessories to the chamor. However, aval ukif umedas, kilkli v'chavok, kibri hakoyim mechurin, those four items, everybody agrees are sold together with the chamor. What are these four items? An ukif is a saddle, medas is a blanket that you put on the back of the chamor, a kilkli is a strap that you have under the belly of the chamor to hold in place the ukif and medas so that they shouldn't fall off, and the chabak is a strap which is a little bit higher on the anatomy of the animal, more on the chest area underneath the head. And therefore, all four of these, says Rishbam, are bein l'rechiva, bein l'masoi. Even if you're not riding on the animal, you're only having freight and cargo, presumably they also put those on the saddle, or they hung them from the saddle, and the straps, and all the rest, and therefore, these are multi-usage. That being the case, then everybody agrees that it would be included. Divri HaKoyel Mechur. So the Machlokes in our Mishnah is only with respect to the clay masoi, but not the ukif medas, which are uni usage. We have no abraisa. The abraisa says, person sold, Reuven sells to Shimon, chamor v'kelev. Didn't say that in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just said, amoiches chamor. The word kelev wasn't mentioned. The question is, when you sell a chamor, are the accessories of the sak, the sky, and chumni included or not? But here the Brisa says he's selling chamor v'kelev ani moichalach. Harizeh, then according to the Tanakhama and according to everybody, harizeh mocher is a ukiv, is a medas, is a kikliv, is a chabak, because these have multi usages. They can be used both for rechiva and for masoi. So if he says chamor v'kelev, by definition, these accessories are included. Aval loy mocher sak v'diskaya. Those three, sak, v'skai, v'chumni, are not included. Oh, just like the Tanakam of our Mishnah said, l'mochar kelev. Even though he said, chamor v'kelev ani moichaloch, no, these are not included. Ubizman sh'om moloi, he, v'chom mashalev. Oh, now he's very specific, not just chamor v'kelev. The chamor and anything and everything on the chamor, hari kulu mechur, and then even the sak, v'skai, v'chumni, all are included. Okay, very good. That's the end of the Braisa. Now the Gemara is Medayik. We said at the beginning of the Braisa, when do we include the Ukif, Medas, Kilkali, and Chabok? Because he said, Chamor v'keilav ani moichaloch. Oh, since he added the word Kalim, so then Taka, Ukif, Medas, those are all included. Took the Gemara, Taim, Adi, Omele, Chamor v'keilav, Hudikani, Ukif, Umirdas, etc. Because he said expressly, not only the Chamor, but also the kelim of the chamor. Halei amalei hachi. What happens if he would have only said, I am selling you the chamor, period. He didn't say anything about kelim. Is mashmalai. Then you would not have that included, according to everyone. Is the chshver on illa. Because Ula started off the Gemara by saying, this is machloik yisak, this guy, come. However, Hukim and Das, Kilkim, Chavga, everybody agrees, Divi Akol Mechurin. But he didn't even say the word Kalim, he just said, Moichres Achamor. But this Bryce is Mashma, Davka, if he expressly said Chamor Bekalov, if he just said Chamor alone, apparently the Ukiv Medas would not be included. The Rechver and Ula that said they are included, even without adding the word Bekalov. So, to one line, who are then the Abagav Goloi Omale, Chamor Bekalov? Nami Ukiv Medas Machurin. Even if he didn't say Chamor Bekalov, he just said Chamor alone, the Ukiv Medas are included. Like our Mishnah, like Ula explained our Mishnah. So in Bazoisa, why does it say in the Brayis of Dafkas it Chamor v'Kelov? Akamashvula, the Avol Gav the Omalei Chamor v'Kelov Sak v'Diskaya v'Chumni Loi Koni. It wants to tell you and emphasize in a very strong way. Not only when you say in the Mishnah Hamoiches Chamor says the Tana Kamli Mochar Kelov, but even if he says Hamoiches Chamor v'Yes Kelov. Loi mochar klei masui, because Kalev, according to Tanakama, is exclusively accessories for rechiva, for riding, and not for freight, not for masui. Even though he said clearly, chamor v'kalev, no, these are not included. The only things which are included are the ukiv medas, kifli, and chav. Okay. Freight demora, we spoke about chumni so long, my chumni. So this is the Rishbam that we saw before, Merapapa Bar Shmuel, Merkavta Danashi. Those are special side saddles where women sit on those instead of spreading their legs. They rather sit on the side, and as a result, that is deemed to be like a masoi. Not Chas HaShalom, we're being denigrating about the women's accessory in terms of their seating arrangement, but yes, the practicality is that if you have now 100 pounds, 150 pounds, whatever, on one side, because of this Merkavta Danashi, then you have to compensate by having a similar amount of pounds on the other side, so therefore it's deemed to be a Masui situation. Okay, so we've clarified Ula, and now the Gemara asks a question. Iboilehu, bo'oiden olav machloikis, al b'she'enon olav, b'she'enon olav moidelhu nochama modai, oinil modilma b'she'enon olav machloikis, al b'oiden olav moidele rabbanon lenochama. The Gemara is assuming that Reuven and Shimon, who are negotiating the purchase of this chamar, are standing next to the chamar. Just like when a person buys a car, he looks at the car, he kicks the tires, wants to see whether it looks nice and whether it works, blah, blah, blah. So they're both standing there next to the chamar. The question is, is the chamar wearing its accessories at this time, or are they hidden in the shed or put away on the side? When we have a machlokes in our Mishnah, where the Tanakhama says, Loi mochakev, and Nochamori says, mochakev, is a tumat b'oiden olav machlokes. In other words, they are negotiating as the chamor is standing there with these kalim. Which kalim? The sak, the sky, the kumni, the masui kalim. B'oiden olav, that's a machlokes. Abishainen olav, if they are not on the animal, if the animal is totally just chamor alone, nothing more, nothing less. Maybe Nochama Modi would also agree to the Tanakama, Loi Mochar Kelev, because they're looking at the Chamor and they say, hey, I'm selling you Chamor, and there are no Kelev on it. So maybe Nochama Modi would also agree, Loi Mochar Kelev. Oy Dilma, or maybe, B'she'enan Olam Machloikis. The Machloikis is when the Chamor is bare on its own, no Kelev. Avvo'oyden Olav, if in fact the Chamor is together with its Kelev, maybe Moidele Rabbanu Lenochem, maybe Rabbanu would agree, yes, Mochar Kelev. Because even though, according to Ula, the Tanakhama says, a Chamor is Lerechiva, it's not meant for Masui, but Belamaisa, this particular Chamor apparently is meant for Masui, because it has the sack and the sky and the kumni on it as we're standing there. So it could be Rabbanu says, oh, this is obviously one of the dissident chamoyrim, one of the minority chamoyrim, which is being used apparently either exclusively or at least partially for masui, and therefore Efshar maybe to agree the Yom Mochar Kelev. So we want to know, is the machlokes in the Mishnah b'oyden olav or b'she'en olav? Toshima. So let's go back to the Braisa that we quoted 2 or 3 minutes ago, and let's try to be medayik from the Braisa. Until now we focused really on the reish of the Braisa, where it says chamor v'kelev. But remember, in the Sefer, the Brisa says, "Ubizman she'omar loy." In the Brisa, it was b'loshen akeva. It's b'loshen zachar. Bizman she'omar loy he v'chumash aleh. It says man she'omar loy hu v'chumash aleh. Harikulin mechurin. That everything is included, meaning not only the ukef and merdas, which have multiple usages, but even the sak, the sky and kumni, even the masui, the those klimasi, those are kulim mechur. Aha. So Dr. Yimura, by the fact that it says ubizman she'omalei hu b'chol masha olav, that means that the kalim are olav by definition. It says hu b'chol masha olav, everything is salt. If you're going to tell me that the machloikis in our Mishnah is ba'oidan olav, that the kalim are on the animal, so then the Mishnah and the Braisa work very well together. The Mishnah says if you're selling a chamor, where the chamor has nothing on its back, says the Tanakhama, no, kalim are not included. However, if the animal has them on it, nochmo. If you're going to tell me that the machlokes in our Mishnah is that the kalim are on the back of the animal, but when they sold the chamor, they only said, I'm selling you the chamor, or like the first part of the braisa, I'm selling you the chamor with the kalim. Oh, if you can tell me that's the machlokes, now that we've added these fancy words, he didn't just simply say chamor or chamor v'kalim. He said chamor v'kol ma she'oleha. Oh, by adding this, and you're opening up the Pandora's box. You're really making it very broad. Oh, mani rabbanani. So then the rabbanan would agree in that type of case, yes, even the items that are normally not sold, which are these masui accessories, in this case, they are sold. Eliam is b'she'en oil machloikis. We can tell them the machloikis in a mishnah is when the chamor is bare. It's not wearing anything. Abba b'oin all of divri ha'kol mechurin. But if it is wearing its kelim, then everybody would agree that it's mochur, even without adding any additional language, just by the fact that I'm moicher es hachamor, right? According to the second sad of the Iboyim, Elim Amris b'she'ein oyn olam machloikis. The machloikis in our Mishnah is because you're looking at a chamor without any kelim on it. Aba oyn olam, but if it had the kelim, then divya kol machurin, everybody would agree that the kalim are sold along with the chamar, even though he didn't add a word about oyden olav, or what was the lashon of the brisa, that he didn't say who v'chol masha olav. So hamani, who is this going to be according to? L'chayre, neither according to Rabbanan nor according to Nochem Amodah, because we just finished saying that if you hold ein oyden olav machlekes, aba oyden olav divya kol machurin, then you don't need to add the magic words of he, l'chol masha olav. It's enough just to go and say, ha-moiches ha-chamor. I'm selling you a chamor, period. If ain oydan olav, machloikes, your kelim, nish kelim. However, oydan olav, everybody agrees, your mocher kelim. So what do you need these additional words for? So by the fact that we have these additional words, l'choyre is a raya that we're talking about in our Mishnah, oydan olav is the machloikes. Where the Rabbanan says, I don't care that these accessories on the back of the animal. A chamor is intended for rechiva, not for freight, and therefore masui is not included. Oh, but if he adds the magic words, well, that's a really different story. Because he's saying, anything and everything on the back of this animal, even if it's not related to rechiva, even if it's related to masui. So the chayra, we have a raya, that the pshat in the mishnah is b'oidin olav machlekes. Zuktimara, no. Haboino of the Rikom Machurin Homani. Vitamala Oila, Misha Ein Oidin Machlaikis. Really, the Machlaikis is in our Mishnah Ein Oidin Olav. And the Rabbanani. And the Braisa and the Mishnah, the Braisa is going according to Rabban. Aye, why does it say then, therefore, in the end of the Mishnah, that Dafka, because he added the words, he, v'chol masha olav, or who, v'chol masha olav, what do I need those words for? You said that the machlokis is b'she'ein oydan olav. But once it's oydan olav, by definition, boom, everybody agrees it's machurin. And the braisa says only if you added the magic words. Everything in Mara, the Eima, changed either the Loshon HaMishnah, not the Mishnah, Loshon HaBraisa, or at least explained the Loshon HaBraisa, when he said, bizman she'om aloy hu b'chol masha olav, we don't mean to say that it's actually there now, but rather the ema ubizman sh'omalei hu v'choma sh'ro'ui liyois olav. In other words, he's saying when I'm selling you this chamar, or the purchaser saying when I'm buying from you this chamar, I don't mean just the chamar, I mean the typical accessories which are normally olav. So the chomash olav doesn't mean that presently, as we're standing here, take a picture and the chamar has all of these kelim sh'olav. No, rather what it means to say is the chomash, things which are destined to be olav, because under normal circumstances they are olav. So by the bottom line is we have no clear cut raya one way or the other from the brisa. Would you like to sit here or to sit over there?
No, no,
you got to get ready for the second minute.
I have a daven, but what if you sell a donkey?
Yes,
and it don't want to be sold. It don't want to move like the donkey of the donkey that wouldn't move.
That is a very interesting shaila. The Gemara doesn't address that. That would be an item for fertile discussion after the shir is over.
For sure, 100%.
So we're on the level ground.
So we deem these kalim to be on it, even if they're not on it. Basically, it's a rabbinic deeming of,
It's deeming of in terms of. But if he has to use those words, he has to say bizman she'om aloi. He's saying I'm selling you the chamar b'chol masha olav. Mister, nothing olav. It's totally bare. So we're interpreting his words when he said chashem olav means
the standard
accessories bear that you would normally expect on this particular chamar, right?
For cargo or for riding?
Here we're talking for riding. Everything is included. Mm-hmm. That according to everybody, it's according the masoy. That's the machlokes. Toshima. So now let's bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. L'choira, Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah is directly on point. We're talking. Let's go over the Mishnah again. The Mishnah starts off a moiches a chamar. So what's the Gemara shaila? Shaila is: are we talking about the chamar with its accessories or without? So let's skip to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda aimer pa'omim mechun pa'omishenim. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Ketzer. Hoye chamar lefona v'kelav olav. Clearly, he's talking about Oidon Olav, the Kelim on the Amalai. And he said, if it's Chamar Chazeh, you're sold. Chamar Chahu, it's not sold. So, L'choira, Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be that Yovi Akos V'Shlish V'Achriya Beinayim, and therefore he's saying, the case of our Mishnah is talking about that the Chamar has the accessories, Kelim Olav. The Tanakhama says, Loi Mocha Kelim. Nochamari says, yes, Mocha Kelim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. Sometimes yeah, sometimes nisht. Did he say zeh? Did he say who? So if that's the case, then it's crystal clear. We're talking about Oyden Olav. Because L'choir Rabbi Yehuda is addressing the machlokes in our Mishnah, and he's trying to make some sort of settlement and compromise. It's Toshima, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a pam, machurim, pam, shayna, machurim. My love, my, dikomer tanakama, koi Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't Rabbi Yehuda going directly on the fact pattern of the tanakama and Nochem Hamodai? He says, Loi Machar. Nochamori says, Machar. Rabbi Yehuda says, 1 second, it depends. Zeh, or who? But Rabbi Yehuda throws in, it's talking about a case of Oiden Olav. So the Chayri can be poisha from our Mishnah. Every more like, Rabbi Yehuda, Milza Achritika Omar. Rabbi Yehuda is not a Yobi Hakosav Hashlishi. Because it could be that the Mishnah is talking about Ein Oiden Olav. It's a beer chamor without any Caleb. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, I heard you, Rabbi Isai, when it has no kelim. I heard there's a machloikis, tanakama, and a chamodet. But I'm going to tell you in a separate case, if there happens to be a chamor with kelim on it, then we're going to distinguish between zeh and who. But really, Rabbi Yehuda is not addressing the machloikis between the tanakama and nochamodet. I mean, of course, the normal, natural flow of the Mishnah.
It sounds like he's addressing it directly. Pamayim, yes, pamayim, no.
Right. You're 100% right. However, it's an initial thing, Gefeirlich, because notice that Rabbi Yehuda has to say, Keitzar hoye chamor lefana v'kelev olav. If the first part of the Mishnah is talking about kelev olav, why does he have to go and say that? We know we're talking about a chamor met kelev olav, if that's the way we're understanding Pshat in the Mishnah. So all Rabbi Yehuda should go and say, Ba'om mechurim, ba'om eina mechurim. When? If om aloi mechor li chamorcha mechurim, if he says, chamorcha hu, ain't kelev mechurim. The fact that he had to add Chamor and all of that, in a sense, suggests that this is a different fact pattern than the Tanakhama and the Chumamodai. They're talking about Ein Olav. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I hear your machlokes. I'll tell you, in a case where you're Ein Olav, then there's no machlokes, but rather it depends. Did he say Zeh, or did he say Zeh? So the Teretz is Nish Kefelach. Tosh, Omelet Ravino Ravashi, Tosh Amat. Let's try to be poishit from yesterday's Mishnah. If you remember yesterday, we learned in the Mishnah, Mochas, a car, and a person sold a car and a wagon. Like Mochas, a produce, he did not sell the mules together with the wagon. That's what it said in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara yesterday already asked, I have a Befeirish of Bryce, it's just the opposite. Betoni Rav Tachlifu Bamarova Kamid Rav Abo, Mochas, a car, and Mochar es a produce. Our Mishnah said Loi Mochar, but the Bryce says Mochar. The Omalei, and now Reb Avo said to Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Vanan Loi Mocha Tanan. Your Mishnah doesn't stim with your Brisa, doesn't stim with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says Loi Mochar, and you're quoting a Brisa that says Mochar. The Omalei and Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava said to him, Ismaya, should I go and push the delete button? Let's forget about this Brisa. Obviously, it is mistaken. The Omalei Loi, no, you don't have to. You can go and say that, in fact, it's not a machloikis, but we're talking about two different fact patterns. The targi mas nisach ba'adukim boy. Explain your braisa that the prodois, meaning the mules, are attached to the korin. So they're pointing to the korin and they're saying, I'm selling you the korin now. Says the braisa mocher is a prodois. Because it's a package. They're attached to it. Michlal de Masis, and rather, what is our Mishnah talking about when it says Loi Machas Brothers? But she ain't Adukim boy. So that was yesterday's Gemara, a nice way to have both the Mishnah and Brisa agree with each other. It depends whether it's Adukim boy or ain't Adukim boy. But what do we see from the Teretz on that Gemara? That the previous Mishnah is talking about Bishah ain't Adukim boy. That's why the Korain does not include the Brothers, because they're not attached. And therefore, umid reisha b'shein oidin olav. Since the reisha we've now concluded, reisha mean that case of the korin and the prodos, ein oidin olav, they are not attached, ein an adukin. So sefer nami probably our mishnah is also talking about b'shein oidin olav. So lechoyda have a good teraya from the flow of the mishnayos one after the other that our mishnah is talking about b'shein oidin olav. And for the gemara, that was a very nice try. But let's go back to even an earlier Mishnah. The Mishnah, the beginning of our Perek, HaMoicher Es HaSvina. Adarab. What does it say at the beginning? Stuff Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph. Adarab Eimereish. Go back to the earlier Mishnah. When a person goes and sells a Svina, what's included in it? The Mishnah says the mast, and the sail, and the anchors, and the oars. But it says, Avoloi Mochar Lo Yesa Avodim, Lo Yesa Antiki. Well, this is Martufin. Avodim and Antiki are not included. Avodim are the sailors or the shomrim, the crew, and the Antiki is the cargo. The Amrina and my Antiki, what is the definition of Antiki? The cargo, the freight, which is inside the bags, the Martufin, which are mentioned there in the Mishnah. Ah, okay. So now let me ask you vis-a-vis the freight. Does anybody even have a Havamina that freight which is not on the boat is being sold? The freight which is not on the boat is not called freight, says Rishban. That's called just merchandise. It's schoire. When is it called freight or cargo? When you put it on the cargo ship and you pack it up and you put it in the cargo...
The context in the hold.
Exactly, in the hold, in the cargo hold. Then it becomes cargo. But if it's not on the ship, then it's not called cargo. Does anybody have a havamina that cargo which is not on the ship is sold? What does that have to do with the ship? It's only if it's in the hold. Oh, then you can even have a havamina. And that's why the Mishnah says... Lo yisavar v'lo yisantiki. V'amrin mayan tiki, the iska sheba gava. U'midarei sheba in an olav, since obviously the antiki is talking about that it's olav on the ship. Ah, so therefore, even though the Mishnah says it's not included, but physically it's on the boats, on the ship. So l'choy resef anami, bo'oidin olav. Then the later Mishnah should also be talking about that they're on the back of the chamar, or attached to the mules. And therefore, what we have now is somewhat, if you will, of a disconnect. The very first Mishnah in our parak is talking about Ba'oidin Olav. That's talking about the Antiki. The Antiki is talking about it's in the cargo hold in the ship itself. It's Ba'oidin Olav. Then when we come to the earlier Mishnah of yesterday, Moches HaKoren, Loi Moches HaProdeis, we said it's talking about B'she'ein Adukim Boy. We had to do that because of the stira with the Braisa. Ah, so the first Mishnah is Oidin Olav. The second Mishnah is Ein Oidin Olav. Now we have our third Mishnah. So now you have to go and choose. Is it Oidin Olav like the first Mishnah with the Antiki? Or is it like the second Mishnah by the Prodeis where it's Ein Adukim, where they're not attached? Zokti Mara, so you don't have any clear-cut pattern Yes.
But there's a difference because antiki is freight that's independent of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
But the prados and the karon are essential to the karon.
Mm-hmm.
So you can talk about the schora as merchant, the merchandise as schora, mm-hmm. separate from the boat, mm-hmm. or as antiki laden in the cargo hold, included or not.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the karon and the prados, the karon.
Admittedly. Okay. And what's it done by the chamor? Chamor, do you say that that's closer to
the kitchen? That's exactly what we're trying to figure out now. I don't know. I'm in suspense here. What's the answer?
So the answer is the Gemara. Elatana mili miliktani. Each case is independent on its own because each case has its own characteristics, like you were just explaining. So you really can't draw any conclusion from the first mission.
There's
the second
no pattern to stabilize because the discussion.
As you said, each one of them has its own characteristics. Freight, by definition, means it's on the boat.
Right.
When you're talking about Koroin, can't have a wagon without products. That's ridiculous.
It's not a rickshaw.
Exactly. It's not going to move on its own. You have to have the products. So therefore, it's more mistabrazoi. It's more mistabrazoi. So in our Mishnah, you can also clear in and ahead. Are we talking about chamor? Chamor can go without kalim. However, if you want to use it for maso, you need those kalim. Otherwise, it can't go. So are we talking with or without? It says you want mealy. We don't have any clear cut raya one way or the other. And therefore, we stay with. And he boiled like if she talk whether Mishnah is talking about the oil and all of, then there's a machloikis. And only in that case says Tanakama, no, says Nochama Modi, Mochar Kalev. But in Ain Oiden Olav, even Nochama Modi would agree, Loy Mochar Kalev. Or do you say the other way around? It's talking about Ain Kalev Olav, Ain Oiden Olav. And that's where the Tanakama says Loy Mochar Kalev. But it would be Oiden Olav, even Tanakama would agree that it's Mochar because it's on the back of the donkey.
And the purchase price isn't the amount
that we go back to the previous mission.
There's two reasons why not. One is because it's not on the because the price is understood when it's that much, you're giving Matana. And the first
100% right. That was yesterday's. More of the same principles would apply here too. I don't know that these accessories are that much more expensive. In other words, there we were talking about a koron, or actually a tzemed with bakar. Tzemed was of a marginal value. Bakar is very expensive.
Right.
He's selling
so
the tzemed.
Right.
Here you're talking about a chamor. I'm assuming these kalim are also not huge amounts in terms of the additional amount to the chamor. You sell the chamor, the saddle perhaps goes along with it. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Here we're not talking about the saddle because that everybody agrees it goes along. Question is, what about the sack that is used to put the schoire in or that side saddle? Okay. Zoktumarvait, Simin Zagam Nasan. And from here, Omer Abaye till the two dots, which is 5-6 lines, Abaye is going to say that there are a bunch of Tanoim that all go with the same gang. Same gang means they all go with the same approach, that when a person sells an item, the tashmishim are sold along with that item. But Rishbam clearly points out, as well as the top choices, it doesn't mean that they all are online and hold exactly the same, they're all singing the exact same melody. No, there are, in fact, the differences between which one and the other. But in the broad picture, they all agree, you sold the main item, the ikar, and the tfeilim, the tafel, comes along. So Omer Abaye, Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Meir, Reb Nosson, Vesumchus, Venochem Hamodai, Kulis Virluki, Mazben, Inish, Midi, when a person sells something, Iu, Vechol Tashmishte, Mazben. He's not only selling it, but all of its Tashmishim as well. Now let's take a quick look at the Rishbam, which is the third narrow line, Kulis Virluki. La mishum de kulus virlu ki adodi. Not that everybody agrees, mamish 100%. The high lesle swara de high. The lamar ha milze bottle agabi de hach. The lamar idach milze bottle agabi idach. In other words, it could very well be that in the details there is a machloikis between all of these tanoim. What is considered bottle? What is the ikar? What is the bottle? Just like in our Mishnah, we have the Tanakam and Nochem Amadai. It's not that they are arguing, 180 degrees extremes. It's one says that a chamor is really the rechiva, and therefore the clay masoi are really not necessarily their accessories.
They're not accessories. They're
exactly.
Not.
I mean, you could have
the main function. They're not accessories to the main function.
To the main function.
They're additional, available for additional purchase.
Right. And Nochem Amar, they said no. It's meant for masoi, and therefore they are automatically included. So it's not that the Tanakama in principle disagrees. It's just in facts. He's
in
saying
custom.
The custom, the minigamak. Very good. Umiyu, continuing the Rishbam, Umiyu b'chodeshita holchen, but at least there is some commonality, shemoisifin mechira sashmishin, tvehim rabbanim didhu. Then each case, each one of them argues with the rabbis that are arguing with them. We're only going to bring each case, those individual mandiyamim, but the rabbanim, each case, are a little bit more, if you will, the ayin ro'a moicher, and it's only that item, and not the tuffle together with it. Chutz meremeir levadi, remeir is really unique, this really, the kulu mukhurin, shari omar kol tashmi shikern. If you remember when we learned this in the Gemara, we said the even the posts which are not in the ground,
right.
And Remeir, according to one Ikedi Amri held, even if it's not on the property itself, it's in the shed. I have a whole pile or a whole bundle of poles. Those are also included according to Remeir because you can't have a vineyard without those poles. Shemalchin like Omar Abaya. Amr Dover Echad. Notice it doesn't say Amr Abaya, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. No, they all hold Amr Dover Echad. They didn't say Dover Echad, but rather they all hold the same approach. Mazvin Inish, Midihu v'chol Tashmishtei. V'chol Mokim Shomer Abaya. Anytime you find in the Gemara Shomer Abaya, Amr Dover Echad, B'Gemara, Kain Tzarech Lefar. You have to, in fact, analyze it like we just did. And the top toises, the only toises in the Amr, holds exactly like the Rishbam, Kulis Filu, Mamish Amr Dover Echad. Then the Vrem Shabbat, Kalim Beshita Achasim, Bechia Gamdi, Fangibomis, and other places as well. So getting back to our Gemara now. So who are all of these distinguished Tanoim that all hold the same thing? Ki Mazmin Inish, Kol Tashmish Be Mazmin, Reb Lezit Nan Reb Lezit Oimam Echis Abai, Espace Habad, you're selling an olive press, Mochris Akoyra. The Koyra is included, not just the building of the base, the Koyra is also included because that's a main Tashmish of the base of Bat. We had a machloikis, what a santer is,
right.
A bar machvanisa, which is either a surveyor or a shoimer.
Or the registrar.
Or registrar. But there was another pshita that held that it was the bagi. It was the
meets and bounds surveyor.
Good. Anyway, so that, this is only Rishim Gamliel, the Tanakam, it didn't hold that way. Rishim Gamliel held the santer is also included. Ramei the sign that we just spoke about. Ramei, Oimer, Mochasaker, Mochatashvishaker. Rav Nosson Simchas, Bitzis Vidugis. What are Bitzis Vidugis? You remember the Gemara said these are smaller boats which were attached to the larger ship
because the ship couldn't
come all the way into shore because otherwise we'd get stuck in the mud or whatever.
In the shallow.
So therefore they had to park, anchor the ship twice, 10 amas, 20 amas away from the ship.
A little ferry boat, rowboat.
Exactly. Bitzis and Dugis were little ferry boats, and the reason why they had these names, he was in Bovel and he was in Eretz Yisrael, and Dugis in Eretz Yisrael, they use these boats also for fishermen, so therefore it comes from the word dag, which means for fish. Finally, Nochamadi are the one, that's our Mishnah, when Nochamadi said that the Klei Masei are included because the bottle to the Iker, right, so all of them hold in the same approach, the same sheet. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pam Mechur. So we said, remember, it's talking about a chamor with kelim olav, and if he said chamor chazu included, chamor chahu not included. For example, maishna chamor chazu, maishna chamor chahu. What's the nafkin mina? Omer of Altayim, chamor chazu yoda de chamor didehu. Reuven and Shimon are standing next to the chamor, and Shimon knows that this is Reuven's chamor. There's no doubt about it. V'haydeka omele zu. Why is he saying zu? It says Rishbam. And it's talking about that there was only one chamor, not two or five or ten chamorim, because if there are multiple chamorim, it could be zu, the first one and not the second and not the third. There's only one chamor standing there. So now what's the reason why you have to say zu? Ichzeidach, I see with my own eyes, this chamor. We're not talking about an elephant. We're not talking about a shor. We're talking about this chamor. So what do you have to say this for? Ah, he meant Mishum Caleb. This chamor, the way it's dressed now, as we see it standing there, this chamor, that's what I want. Mitiket. Therefore, Zubi Shekelev Kamal. When he says Chamor Chahu, it's talking about the Loyoda, the Chamor, the Chamor Didehu. Shimon saying, is this your Chamor? And in fact, Rishbam says, the Chamor Chahu is Beloshin Bitmiya or Beloshin She'ela. Shimon sees Reuven walking with Chamor. He's saying, is this your Chamor, Chamor Chahu? This Chamor, is it yours? Vaki Kamale, Chamor Chahu, Shittim Karenali. If it's your chamar, then I would be interested in buying it. Ah, since he didn't say zu, so therefore he's not saying, I want the chamar the way it is, mit ala kelim. He's really just asking, Balash and She'ela, is this your chamar? If so, I'm interested in possibly buying it. So then he's talking about the chamar, and he's not talking about the kelim shalom. And now we start the next Mishnah. Zukah Mishnah, very simple Mishnah and very simple Gemara. We're even going to get into a little bit of Agadat. We're going to see shortly in the Gemara, we're talking about a Chamor Meinika. This is a female Chamor, and it is nursing a baby. Siach means a baby, young Chamor. Moches a parah, if you're selling a parah, which is Meinika, loy mocher es bina. Its child, the one, that baby that's nursing, is not included. And of course, the obvious question is, ma nishtana? Why by chamor do we say siach is included? Why by para do we say the bina is not included? It's the exact same case. Mommy and baby. We'll see that in the Gemara momentarily. Now, mocher ashba, if a person sells a garbage dump, mocher zivla, he also sells the zevel, the fertilizer that is developed in that ashba with it, package deal. Mocha bar, if a person sells a bar to someone, mocha mimea, the water that's in the bar is included in the sale. Mocha kabaris, if you sell a bienenstock means a beehive, mocha dvarim, then you sell also the bees inside the beehive. Mocha shoivach, if you sell a shoivach, a dove cut, mocha yoinim, you also sold the doves inside the shoivach. So it's he v'chol mash shibetoicha, everything is included. Good. We're going to talk about the second half of the cases later or tomorrow, but now we're going to focus on the chelik between the chamor and, or tonight, right? Thank you. But now we're going to focus on the chamor and the par. Zoktimor hechidami, can you explain to me what's the situation with the chamor and the par? Idiomale he ubna, if they specifically said, I'm selling you, I'm buying from you, it and its child, afilapar ubinanami. So why only by chamor do you say the siach is included? By the par, it should also be included. If he just said the word chamor without ubana, a fil chamor nami loy. So why is the bina included in the sale? He's only selling the mommy and not the kid. Well, what's going on over here? Make up your mind. Amar papa. The omale, like we said in the Mishnah, chamor meinika upara meinika nimoy chaloch. Bishloim upara ikala meimer lechova boila. Why did he say, I want to go and buy this para meinika? Because the para is producing milk. Oh, I want to open up a Chol of Yisrael factory, and therefore I want this para, I want its meinik, I want its milk, givaldik. El chamor, my kamle. You don't need the chamor's milk. The chamor's milk you cannot drink. So if that's the case, oh, and we're talking about that he didn't want to make a Chol of Akum family, of a factory to go and sell
donkey cheese.
The donkey cheese, or donkey milk, or donkey butter, or whatever. I don't know that there's a market for it.
I think there is.
Okay, certainly if he's going to write a big oisius, this is donkey, it's not going to sell so well.
Pharmaceutical uses, right?
Oh, okay. Anyway, the bottom line is, so Oy Bazoy, why is he buying this chamor meinika? Not because he wants to have the milk, because he wants the baby. Shemam nohi benaka amalei. Fine. With this, we have basically concluded the first part of the Mishnah. Clear-cut difference between chamor and para. Both of them are meinika. Here he wants the milk, here he wants the baby, and therefore that's why there's a difference. Now the Gemara says, Amai Karli Siach, that's a very interesting term. How did it get the name Siach? So the Gemara says, Mahalach Acher Sicha No'a. What does that mean? So you remember, we had a couple of days ago in the Gemara, if you want to make a Meshicha, how do you do a Meshicha? You either go and you scream at the animal, no, Bahima, guy. That's one way of making Meshicha. Or you go and give it a patch. In other words, if the Bahima doesn't listen, that's why it's called a Bahima. Then you have to give it a patch. Here, however, the young baby chamorim is like a idolous, wonderful bahaimalach. A little siach, please go. And the siach walks and doesn't have any problem. So since you only need as a siach raka and segait, that's how it got siach no. I'm not making this up. This
Rishbam asked that question earlier. That was his question.
Who's
what if he had a chamor that didn't want to go? But you see. Uh-huh.
This is
his question.
About he
is Mechavan. Yes, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Anyway, so where do we see this in the Rishbam? Rishbam, about 5-6 lines in. Shemahalach Acher, the line begins, Sicha Noah, Bekriya, Benachas Uremiza, Hoylech Lamokim Sha'odim Chavit, Avazokin Tzarech Madea. You might have to have a shtekin. Madea means one of those long poles.
Prods.
Prods. Oh, very good. So this is the mass, that's how we got the name Sicha. So now that we started talking about this Sicha Noah, we get into a little bit Sicha Noah in Agata. Omer Shmo Bar Nachman, Bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yoichanan, Omer of Yoinesim, Myerson said in the Pasik, How came Yoimra Moishlim, Boyu Chesh Boim? Where's this Pasik? This is a Pasik in Parishes in Bolot, And this is part of what Bilam was saying. Bilam Rashi. He said, "Alken yoyimru hamoishlam boyu cheshvoin tibona desikoinen ir sichoin." The reason why we're going to get into this is because since we're going to talk about sichoin siach, so therefore we're going to get into this sichano. Good. Amishavanak meini amrebiyot as the mighty seven says in the pasuk. Alken yoyimru hamoishlam. Hamoishlam means hamoishlam elu hamoishlam biyitzaram. These are people that are able to go and be moishel over the yetzer hara. The Yetzer Hara tries to provoke them and entice them in doing Averos. He's a Moshe who said, "No, I'm not listening to you, Yitzram, the Yetzer Hara." Boyu Cheshbon, rather the person is doing, Boyu Benachshav, Cheshbonu Shel Oilam. Let's make a Cheshbin on this world and for Yenevelt. Hefzen Mitzvah Keneged Tzcharav, Uskar Avera Keneged Hefzeidom. What does that mean? Hefzen Mitzvah Keneged Tzcharav, Uskar Avera Mispatel Mirevach, person is in his office. At 1:30, there's a minyan across the street from Mincha, and he wants to go there. And all of a sudden, a customer comes in and says, "Well, I'd like to go buy this, that, and the other thing." So he says to himself, "If I sell the customer those things, I can go and make $50. But I'm going to miss Mincha. On the other hand, if I go to Mincha, I'm going to lose the $50. So that's a hefsid that is caused as a result of a kiyum mitzvah. So on this world, you have the hefset, I'm going to lose the $50. Oh, can I get schara? Can you imagine how Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachi Hashori is upstairs are going to say, "You see, an er lechayid, he's willing to give away money, $50, or maybe $100, to be able to go and daven mincha. Ah, so he's going to get so much schar, the awesome of it." Or now the other way around, schar aveira, can I get upsayda? A person wants to go and do an aveira in this world, for instance, steal or cheat, or deceive other people, so he's going to get schar. On this world, he's going to make extra money through his deception, through his thievery. So that's the Moshe Mitzvah, Boy Cheshbon. Always got to make a Cheshbon. What's more important to you, the schar, or the Oynish of the Mitzvah? If you talk and make such Cheshbonis, and therefore each time you're careful to worry more about Yenevelt rather than this world, you'll be built in this world. You know, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you a special schar on this world, and you'll also be set up for life. You'll have a ticket straight to Gan Eden. That says in the pasuk, "Tibana v'sikoyin and ir sikoyin." What means ir sikoyin? And meisim odom atzmoi ke'ayir zeh. Ayir means that young chamor, that young donkey. Shemahalech acher sicha no'ah. That goes after sicha no'ah. Meaning that this person, unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara comes to him and he's as alemala and he does not fight against the Yetzer Hara. He says, "Okay, the Yetzer Hara, you want me to do an aveira? Okay, you know, I want to be in good terms with you. I don't want to fight with you every single day." So he's mahalech acher sicha no'ah. Now you see how this Agaritza came in because of the siach zichano. Maksiv achrav, what happens to such a person, chas v'sholom, that listens to his yetzaram et asichano? Ki eish yotzeh mecheshboin, an eish, a fire is going to come out. What's cheshboin? Teitzi eish mi mechashvin, v'toychel she'inim mechashvin. Those erlechin that made that cheshboin, the moishlim b'yitzaram boyu cheshboin, those tzadikim that made a cheshboin, and were moishlim b'yitzaram, a fire, so to speak, is going to go out from them and is going to consume the Einam Mechashvin, those people that are not making the proper Cheshbonis, but are willing to follow the Yetzer Hara mit HaSichano. Basich Shtei Veit, Ulahava Mikirya Sichoin. What does that mean? Mikirya Tzadikim Shenikru Sichon. It comes out from the Kiryas of the Tzadikim. We just said now, Teitzi Eishman Mechashvin, these are the Tzadikim. Shenikru Sichon. What means Sichon? So this sichan is not the sichan that we're talking about. Here's with a sin. Zokreshbam, the sichan here is referring to trees. Now, where do you find that tzaddikim are called trees? Very simple. Tzaddika tomar yifrach, ke erez balvon in yizke. He's like a tomar and like an erez. And then we have another pasik. V'hu oimei bein ha-hadasim. And Rabbi Yochanan says hadasim means tzaddikim. Just like we see by Esther Malka, v'hu oimei hadasim. Anyway, so therefore, tzaddikim are called by the name of trees, atomar, mitan erez, mitadasim. Oh, so there the eish is going to be yoytze, mikiri asicha, the lahova mikiri asicha, into the tzaddikim. Och le'or moyev, za mahalech acher yitzray. This is the fire is going to go after moyev, the person wants to go after his yitzhara. Where do we see from the word moyev that this means yitzhara? So Rishbam says that the word moyav is from the Lashon Taiva. Moyov, that he is Toyev. Taiva, what is he Toyev? For doing Averis Chas V'Sholom Rachmanu Litzla. Ah, so therefore that Lahov is going to go out from the Kiryas HaTzadikim and going to consume those people that are not Moishlu B'Yitzar. Like we said before. Then it says in the Pasuk, Bali Bomis Arnon. Who are these? Bomois Elagasi Aruf. These are the people that are arrogant. The Omar Mar, Kolom Shish Boy Gasaruch, if a person is arrogant, he doesn't listen to anybody. You know, make America great again. I'm not talking about anybody in particular, I'm just, yeah. Anyway, so a person who's pompous and I'll probably vote for him, don't I? Yeah, okay. Any Kolom Shish Boy Gasaruch, a person who's arrogant and pompous, Noifu Beganim. Why, probably, oh, maybe I won't, whatever. Noifu Beganim is going to go into Ganim. Fine, that's the end of this posse. Next posse. Vaniram, all these psukim are here in the Torah Ora. Shalom Vaniram, Ovad Cheshboin Adivai. So what does that mean? Vaniram, Omar Rasha. The word Vaniram is like Ein Ra, meaning there's no Rabbi Shalom. He doesn't believe anything. He's an atheist, a Gleitmisht. Ovad Cheshboin Eshal Oilam. He believes that there is no Cheshbin in this world. The last Rishbam says, Les Din Vles Dayin. Everything just happens on its own. Nobody's in charge. It's all hefker. This is Arusha. He says, "Ein Ram Ovad Cheshbon Ovad Cheshbon Shlom." What happens to such a person? A divine. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Hamtein Divine Ad Sheyovay Din. The day will come that there's going to be a din, either in this world or the Enevelt. Don't think that this is al hefker. Everything Kol Masecha B'Seif Nachtov. The pasuk continues on. Vanashim ad noifach. What does that mean? Ad shetuvay eish. The word nashim is from the word eish. Ad noifach ad shetuvay eish. She'ein tzricha nipuach. An eish that does not need to be blown. In other words, you don't need to go and take a bellows.
Self-sustaining.
What type of
bellows?
And what is that referring to? That's referring, unfortunately, to the Gehenna. The Gehenna is a self-sustaining eish. Nobody needs to go and blow it or add firewood. Ad meidva ad shetadiv nishmosan. The word tadiv means from Lashon of Tsar, right? Rishbam says, V'davoy nofesh, until the neshama Nebuch is going to be in great, great tsar. The Amri lo, ad the oven maide boy. Ad shetadav is like a Rosh Tevis, or like a contraction of the words, ad the oven maide boy, until Rabbi Nishlam is going to do whatever he desires to do, whatever he intends to do to this person, because he was oven aver. So two definitions, Achetadiv, Admeidva, Achetadiv Nishmasim, Adol Maidvai. And another few lines and we're done. Omer Gid Omerat, Kol HaPoyish Midvari Toira Eishech Losei. A person who is learning Toira, and he leaves, Chash HaSholem and Eish consumes and Shenema. When the Sati is Ponim Behem, Kodesh Baruch says, I'm going to focus on this individual. Meho Eish Yotso, they left the fire. Toira is called fire because it says in the Pasuk, Haloi Koi Dvarik Eish Ni Om Hashem. It also says at the end of Dvarim, Miminoi Eish Das Lomoi. So therefore, the Heilige Torah is called Eish, a fire. If he leaves that fire, the Eish Yatzo, but Eish Torichim Chas Hashem will be consumed by fire. It's called Koish from Divrei Torah, Eish Achlas. Here is the Din Yom Rabbi Yonasan, Koish from Atzvei Divrei Torah, Noi from Begehenen. Shenema says in the Pasuk, Odom Toya Midera Chaskel. He leaves Seichel, he leaves the Torah, Bekahal Refoim Yonuach. So what means, well, how does that have to do with Gehenim? Vein Rafoim El Gehenim, Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, V'lo Yoda Ki Rafoim Shom, the Imke She'oil Kiru Echa. So I see, says Rishbam, that Rafoim and Imke She'oil are parallel terms, like synonymous terms. She'oil we know means Gehenim, right. So Rafoim means Gehenim. So Adam Toyim, Derech Haskel, if he leaves the Torah, Bekal Rafoim Milchaz Yisholim, he will fall into Gehenim. But those that continue learning, we'll fall Mechem into Gan Eden.
Continue learning tonight.
Rabbi Sayyid, for all